Our story begins at the Westside Hospital cafeteria, where Rex is sitting alone when Mac walks up and sits down.
Hey, there you are. I've been looking all over for you and trying to call you.
Sorry, Mac. I've just been a little out of it.
Well, I have some news that just might lift your spirits.
What is it?
My son, he's coming home.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What? Mac, that is great. Where did they find him?
You won't believe this, but Hannah and Todd tracked Marty down in New Zealand.
Wait, New Zealand? Are you serious? What are they doing there?
Well, Hannah was doing her usual think before she acts routine, and Todd was following her around, but for once, it actually paid off.
Well, fill me in. How did Marty get to New Zealand? Who kidnapped him? Is he all right?
You're such a reporter, Rex. But Marty's fine. Hannah says he's gotten so big and he's healthy. Raven and I both talked to the police in Auckland, and so did Joe Zegas, and we sent Marty's medical record so they could confirm it's him.
Oh, Mac, this is amazing news. I am so happy for you and Raven.
Hey, I'm so happy for us, too. We've been waiting for this for so long. Todd and Hannah are flying back tonight with Marty, and he'll be home tomorrow. This is a miracle, Rex. It truly is.
Hi, guys.
Harry.
Harry, pull up a seat. Come join the celebration. Marty Malone is on his way home.
What? That's wonderful.
Sure is. Look, Rex, I think I'm going to run up and tell your mom the good news. I think it'll maybe make her feel better.
That would be nice. I'm sure she would appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you guys in a bit. Take care, Perry.
Bye. Congratulations. Rex, we haven't talked since yesterday. I need to know how you're feeling.
I don't want to get into this now, Perry.
But we have to. I have to know what's going on inside your head.
On the third floor, Nurse Grimm is walking down the hall toward Agnes's room.
3:15, 3:17, 3:19, 3:21. Here it is. Now let's see if you're in there, Ellie. Not here. I guess you're her mother. Sound asleep. Oh, well. I won't be getting any answers or any money for a new blouse today.
Oh, home.
Oh, great. I woke her up. Hi. I was just looking for your daughter, Ellie.
Oh.
Sorry to bother you.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
You know, you look familiar to me for some reason. Have I seen you somewhere before?
Remember that waitress, Ellie, that spilled wine on you that day? I saw her a while ago. In the cafeteria. Her mother had a stroke. She mentioned the name William Burton. As soon as I heard it, I knew that I had heard it before. But I couldn't remember where. Until now.
Agnes Walker? Wait a minute. Agnes Larkin, that's it. You're Agnes Larkin, aren't you?
How in the world do you know my maiden name?
You killed my brother.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Blake is talking with Marilyn.
Believe me, Marilyn, I've been having a great time with you as well. And under different circumstances, there's no one I'd rather take with me than you.
Oh, Blake, it means a lot to hear you say that.
And our National Advocacy Award goes to Blake Whitney.
Blake, I am so proud of you.
Matt, it means even more having you here to share it with.
Matt? Who's that? Blake, are you all right?
Fine. Just wondering about tonight.
What about tonight?
Well, there's an opening of a new exhibit at the museum. It's supposed to be a pretty fancy affair. I wasn't planning on going, but we've been a little short-staffed among our writing staff around here. And so I thought I'd take a photographer and cover it myself. I thought about asking you if you were free, but I figured you wouldn't really be up for it.
Well, with Mom and Dad back in Baltimore, the prospect of being at home alone tonight doesn't sound very appealing. But won't you be working?
A little, but I'll have plenty of time to see the exhibit with you.
I feel a little bit guilty about doing something like this when my family is suffering so much.
Everyone grieves differently, Marilyn. You have to deal with Jacob's death in your own way.
You're right. I'll go.
At Wilson's Diner, Alexandra and Lucas are sitting at a corner table.
I didn't say I was kicking you out, Lucas. I'm just trying to let you know that dropping out of school permanently is not an option for you.
My dad kicked me out. He doesn't want me there, and I don't want to go back.
Look, I've seen enough of your father to know that you don't need to be in that situation. I'm going to be honest with you here. If things were different and I was a different person, then maybe staying with me would be an option.
I stay out of your way, Alexandra. I haven't caused you any problems.
Yeah, I guess you haven't. Lately, that is. But I don't think I'm a good role model for a 16-year-old kid. I'm busy with work, and I come home tired and cranky.
I kind of like your crankiness.
Jeez, kid. You think you're buttering me up enough? Listen, I don't have an answer. I'm not kicking you out on the street, and I'm not sending you back to Monroe. But you have got to start school, one way or another. Don't worry, I'll figure something out.
Thanks.
Hi.
Here are your drinks.
Oh, my God! Andrew!
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.